Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here. And today, I'm so excited. My good friend Brian Rawls is back with us. It's been a while. So he's back with us today, and we're going to be talking about, among other things, the coming of the next energetic shift. We're going to be talking about, you know, which is December 21st, the winter solstice. And we're going to be going into the time of the divine feminine archetype. And we're going to talk about what will the shift help us with? How will the awakening of the next divine feminine affect our consciousness? And we're going to do a 2019 into 2020 energetic update. So yay, always powerful. We always have so much fun. And for those of you who don't know Brian, he is an 8th generation psychic medium, a certified Reiki master teacher, an extraterrestrial channel and light language linguist, an angelic facilitator and communicator, an embodied Atlantean hierophant and magi and witch. He has over 18 years of experience in helping people understand their divinity and grounding them into their body. He also activates their ancient divine wisdom stored within their DNA, within your DNA, to enable you to become your highest potential with greatest ease and clarity. And Brian communicates with your galactic soul families of light, allowing for your divine wisdom to be shown, and that there is really no impossibilities to your divine potential. Anything is possible if you just have the belief within yourself that it is possible. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone, and welcome Brian. And he's muted, 1 second. There you go, hello.
Hello, and how are you, Alara? Thank you for having me.
Good, I'm good, it's good to see you.
I know, it's been a while, and how are you faring with the energies?
It's been interesting.
Good.
Lots of stuff coming up, lots of stuff shifting and moving out. So it's a good thing.
Yes, very much a good thing. Lots have happened. A lot has happened. Many different shifts energetically, many different shifts emotionally, and many different shifts spiritually. So it's kind of like a big old bulldozer has came in and wiped the slate clean again, and has continued to wipe the slate clean multiple times, which has basically made room for this new uncharted territory that each year brings us. Because obviously, if you have been, if people have been following me since, let's see, I believe it was 2017 into 2018, we've been having these books come each year. These books, such as the Book of Akash. The Book of Akash has been open for over 2,500 years, or possibly longer than that, 25,000 years. The upcoming books are the most important, because obviously the past is important, but the past is what brings us to today. And each year on December 21st opens up another book, and these books have been giving new information, giving new new techniques, new mechanics on how energy is being shown to clairvoyants and sensitive people. Also new memories and old memories are being awakened. And we've had the Book of Sahara. We are within the Book of Nasira, and we're getting ready to put Nasira to sleep. And then the Book of Solara is getting ready to awaken. After Solara reigns for 33 weeks, that's when the Nasira will wake up, and they all will they all pitch in basically. But the first 33 weeks of the new book, basically what happens is these new energy upgrades upgrade us to be more empowering for ourselves, to empower ourselves in a much greater light, much greater capacity, and a much greater understanding of who it is that we really are. So we are coming into new insights of what our soul can do, as well as also what our benefits in the future will be. So basically, they've been showing me each year, the, I guess you would say, the world in a way that is similar to how some folks already see the world, but in a much different, in a much different kind of way. They've been showing me in numbers, but in these numbers, they've been showing me in these number sequences. So first off, they showed me the numerology chart, okay? You had the Pythagoras, or the Pythagoras numerology chart, and then you got the Chaldean numerology chart. So I was like, so which one do you want me to use? And they told me the Pythagoras. So I got to using that, and I come to find out that these certain number sequences, they're like codes that activate certain frequencies within our body that enable us to act as like a transmitter for a particular energy or a particular mechanic, which I've seen it. I've seen it heal. I've seen it activate. I've seen it also energize, and I've also seen it at times motivate as well. So it's becoming rather handy. And they've also taught me a new way of connecting with the body, meaning within the concept of numbers. And then they also they've also showed me many different way that the numbers coincide with life, as such as like zeros in the beginning, and nine is about completion, and the energy of death, and at times rebirth. So it's little snippets of energy, energy aha moments that they have been giving me. And I'm going to share one with you. And it's about connecting to the higher self, or the higher consciousness of the body, as well as also I guess you would say, the divine soul essence. And that is by the number sequence 369. Okay. 369, and that is three, meaning from head to breast, breast to abdomen is six, abdomen to feet is nine. So that is the number sequence that aligns the human body, also allows for connection to the higher consciousness. Provides connection to all of the muscles on all of the bones in the body. It does numerous things. So just by connecting to that energy of 3, 6, and 9, it does some pretty interesting things. So during the energetic update, I will actually use that and actually show you the difference between the energies, because some of you will be amazed at the way that the energies kind of are different when you use the 369 energy or when you use the just the normal way of connection. But when it's funny, when Nasira has, or for all of you that have been following me, we all know that Sahara was pretty involved in my life during the time when she woke up. And then when Nasira became awake, she was involved with me for about, I would say, maybe 2-3 months. And then she started waning a little bit. She would pop in here and there. I would still feel her and stuff, but she wouldn't be like right there. And so I asked her, I said, well, so why have you not been so involved with me as Sahara has? She basically said, because you had to learn visually from Sahara. You're learning audibly by me. So it's almost like they're teaching me with a perception of different ways of perceiving them. So I just find it interesting how they are, how they're lining up like that. Because for so long, I would just channel energy, and then these beings pop up, and I call them the divine divas, and they become very very prominent in the energies during the days that I work with clients. And there is one particular client that they show up a lot with, and me and this particular client can have such long conversations about these three beings, Sahara, Nasira, and Akash. It's like they're able to see certain things in certain people that need empowering. And that's what Solara said that she's going to be here for, is for empowerment of self, empowerment of wealth, empowerment of the outside world, empowerment of being abundant in many ways. So it basically goes in a way of processing how the energy gets handed to you, basically. So they also showed me another technique around connecting with the left and the right brain hemisphere, and they showed me it with the number sequences again. But it's for the left hemisphere of the brain, it's 1-2-4-8-7-5, and for the right hemisphere of the brain, it is 1-4-2-8-5-7. And then you say those two numbers, and it automatically realigns the brain. And what I'll do here is I'll go ahead and realign everyone's brain and kind of get them ready to receive the energetic update. Okay, so let's go ahead and let me just have a small sip of drink. Okay, so I want everybody with their feet flat on the floor. And as your feet are flat on the floor, I want you to just close your eyes and take several deep breaths in. And we're going to connect to the essence of spirit at 369. And 369. And then we're going to balance the left hemisphere of the brain at 124.875. 124.875. 124.875. And then we're going to balance the left, the right hemisphere of the brain at 142.857. 142.857. And 142.857. And take a deep breath in. And we're going to call upon all guides, guardians, and angels, and ancestors, and galactic beings of light to assist us with the 2019 into 2020 energetic update for their highest and best, most possible good, most benevolent outcome. Take a deep breath in and listen to my voice. Inamokur de sute shatalaki ele siatoro urem ikendolo uk ust. Ina makora ishta sahad ane sian roku rembe siatarai. Vokun de la quota jatayesta si. O remba katukun makayesta sa arande elesiatro. O mananaya de esiataraya makos. O rembe elesiatro shakandare siha de ediasai. Ora mele si andrò. Ino moko urende hesita l'omor. Gandare si hetaraya shatayamo oresse etiama. Va candere si hadnara moko urest. Zebatonomo uresh. Vatan esseteri isi ana ayaste seputu urras. Gumbara dele siamo. Gandere pesiahatayest. Veto uren imoku uk undaye se sianorasai. Vetoro kurrist. Vandolo kusayet. Vendere sihen. Gesho qua. Gesha ki. Kor urem. Vete hino urendum ocus, je lacana hin himmenesia, himmanasa qui te le etur imba anacaes, je pananana hayate esti turocurres, bumbo con isa hana chiastes, je talacqua, gendolo cusiamanai, vetu urendu, muc undaiasai.
enomo kusen ide eles. Rebaku andai. Jourem inde elasiono. Vocum de la arande elesia toro repoqua. Terne mi hene equashitais. Zocumo ore inda acaias doset. Naya nesi helakor, dur indama nele kihonson, jelo huramboku nehisiana, la hele kiasayonor innumo, dogra shete hele sihatan ese henomor, bandlokosa, kun demahanayin, gela siatarayas to setolo mokoyas, vaktor, gindelas, Naya ne ein, ud elasta, uden dahin, ved ude la noir, jetur istam aisea, go sokotom urrendua, go kundehisha, ze patalaneaki, elan ede dolokoso, undela makayat, vestiandarayest. Urrende hike makotayesta. Yelama retu kwan. Idandolo kosot. Ushana restuanana ayestis. Candolo curembe Udenacada hara estesianro Lor in the harare and dais Veshonomoku Veshana kiastas Vesonomo oras Zihanai Ore patanan Elatara seheterono urem Picandre siatraest Ulelo Kundera sai, vistandres, goshana. Inanana seto, urren, vetere kemokost. Je patara kanagin, isanana haseto rapata.
And take a deep breath in, bring that energy up and through your root chakra. In through your sacral. Up through your solar. In through your heart. Up through the throat. Into the third eye, down into the well of dreams at the back of the head. Up and out the crown chakra, doubling back into the space right below that. Beaming all the way down into the pineal gland. And all the way down the Sushumna. Activating the 8-cell blueprint at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. Okay, so some of you are going to have to take a few moments to get regrounded, and we'll just go ahead and call in the light of the Pisces constellation to ground some of you out. Okay. Okay, so does so how is everyone feeling? How are you feeling, Alara?
That was quite powerful. You know, it started as soon as you did the 369. I felt a shift right away. I it was like so obvious for me. It was wow, I can hardly talk. This is so weird. You know, I can't. Mm-hmm. My voice sounds really weird. But no, that was really good. I was like gone. I don't even know what you said, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes when we have been depending on what time it is there, you probably have already had the time of the day to put up with your mundane things. Mm-hmm. So you're probably a little tired anyway. So you're probably ready to go out after the show.
I think so. No, but it was good. I do recall one piece I received an aha, you know, another aha of something. So it's like, oh, you know, so I was able to work through that, you know, and you know, let that go. So that was it was great.
Good deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was not what I didn't expect it, you know. So it's like I just thought I was gonna do whatever you were doing, and I felt the energies just, you know, really strongly. So thank you.
Yeah. So that will probably take about anywhere from 4 to 6 hours for it to fully integrate, depending on how quickly you process energy. And some folks will probably have a little bit of some adjustments with their moods, mm-hmm. Possibly a little bit on the sensitive side, maybe a little bit. I wouldn't say necessarily cranky, but where I'm just going to say easily yield.
Awesome. Okay, good. So it's important for all of us to ground and drink some water and, you know, move around a little bit. That'll help to move the energies even more so you can integrate them easily, right?
Yes. Yes, most definitely. Most definitely. Okay. I did want to also mention that when I do my sessions, after I do my connection and all that, other than connecting to the hemispheres of the brain, which I normally connect in with a person and connect in with their hemispheres of the brain, and then I open up certain stargates that basically coincide with their star origin if they happen to be star seeds. Mm-hmm. And those particular star origins, of course, have have some very interesting type of activations that actually come through. So the drumming and the light language does happen in private sessions. It's not a separate session in itself. I believe all my sessions have used basically light language to help move the energies along. So just make sure that when you are when you're thinking about purchasing a special offer, that you're just ready to get in there and move some stuff, because it'll be very monumental on what we remove. I don't like to mess around, but I will abide by spirit if there's a timeline on what you're supposed to learn within a particular reading. I will definitely let that lesson come out on its own. But normally when a person purchases a reading, their energy session or their session starts immediately at the time of purchase, because my guides actually work on you before I work on you. So that's how my guides work, specifically with the people that I work with. Because I know a lot of people don't know exactly what to expect with psychic mediums, and that's basically just the reason why I'm kind of giving y'all little hints of how what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with these three books getting ready to, or the Book of Solar getting ready to open up, I'll be surprised if something else doesn't change with my readings.
Well, they're always really powerful, right? They're always powerful. They're always much more than what you're expecting. And somebody said they're very thorough. Definitely thorough. You know, it's always always more. You know, Brian gives generously, so he always gives more than what you are asking for. You know, and it's because his guides and your guides come together, and they just bring in the information that you need. So, you know, it's important to be open to that too, right? Yeah.
Yes. Now I am being, hold on 1 second here. Okay. So, I am being told about a situation that, that may be one of the callers or one of the questioners, and I'm not sure if you want to take some questions right now. Maybe I'll find this person who this message is for.
Sure. There's some people with their hands raised.
Okay.
So yeah, let's go to the phone lines first, and you can raise your hand or you can type your question into the chat, whichever one works for you, but make it, it's a specific question, please. You know how I am. I like specific questions. I don't like, can you tell me something? Even though I'm sure Brian can answer those types of questions, but I don't like that. I don't think it's very empowering. So I'd rather you ask your question, whatever that happens to be. So, all right. So Delight, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Go ahead.
Hi, dear Alara, and hi, dear Brian.
Hi.
Thank you so much. Brian, can you help me to open a block or whatever it is, which is kind of in the left chest area, to move on forward with my life and to do miracles, to do the things?
Okay. So All right, so what I want you to do, Delight, is just take some deep breaths in. I want you to place your left hand on your heart chakra. And we're going to connect to the left hemisphere of your brain at 124.875, right hemisphere at 142.857, and opening up the Therian and Orion Stargate. Removing all energetic distortions that stand in the way of her moving forward. Be sent to the great central sun. And beams of energy coming through the Orion Stargate into the heart chakra, and from the Sirian Stargate into the heart chakra. Take a deep breath in. Okay, and 369. And we're going to call on the light of the Pisces constellation to ground her out and to ground all energies that no longer serve her out. We're going to call on the light of the Ophikius constellation to integrate all energies that are being received today. And deep breath in once more. And on this ambition. Okay, and just breathe. Allow that energy to flow for a moment. And all right, Delight, you should be all good to go, but give me just a second. Okay. All right, and that area is all clean, cleared, and blessed and fixed. And you are good to go.
God bless you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Thank you, Alara.
Thank you, Delight.
Thank you.
Oops. All right, Gurjeet, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you. Hello?
Yes, thank you so much. And the question for Brian is, if you can, like, I feel there's something that's stopping my, you know, clients from coming for my teaching business. So can you find out what it is and if we can clear that?
Okay, so Brigitte, let's see here. What's your birthday?
6th January, 1955.
Right. Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to clear the energy, but I would highly recommend that you get a session with me because there is a couple of, there are a couple of things that needs to be physically done to help you with bringing in clients. but I'm going to help you with this particular situation right here and right now. All right, so take a deep breath in, and we are going to call in your guides to bring to you all the clients that are looking for your services and looking for your energy expertise. All right, and we call upon Mother, Father, God, all guides, angels, guardians, ancestors, Loas, Arishas, Grand Voyage, Derepetia Sotora Maakata Kis, and Menehasa Aturisi Ataro Shutra Maakiate. And we ask for all clients that would benefit from her services, her teaching services, her teaching classes, her teaching sessions be sent to her. Remove all blocks. Okay, now take a deep breath in. All right, Gurjeet, I want you to put your left hand on your throat. And I want you to say, I am attracting all clientele that is correct for me.
I'm attracting all clients that are right for me.
Okay, that are correct for me.
That are correct for me.
All right, and take a deep breath in. Okay. All right, so you're going to get some relief from this, and some clients are going to start coming in, but you really need this next part to it, the physical manifestation that I'm going to have you do when you contact me, which is basically going to physically magnetize clients to you. So it's I'm going to basically give you a particular set of ingredients for you to mix together to basically wash and put on your put near your doorway or your front door or however you conduct your business, is going to basically magnetize your clients to you. Okay, so just go ahead and work with this particular energy for at this particular moment. And I would also recommend that this evening take you a sea salt bath and a baking soda bath. Make sure if the baking soda has any type of aluminum citrate that you stand up and rinse off after bathing in it, because aluminum acts like a magnet and you don't want spirits attracted to you. You want clients attracted to you. Okay. So make sure that you do that cleansing bath tonight, And then once you get the ball rolling on one of those special offers, you'll be having some pretty interesting types of clients start opening up that door. Okay.
Yes. And just one question about the sea salt bath: is it rubbing the sea salt on your skin, or is it putting it in water and then washing yourself with it?
Okay, so you can do either or. Okay. Now, if you have a bathtub, that is the best way. If you don't have a bathtub, you can put it in like a wash basin and dump it over your head, over your right shoulder, and then over your left shoulder. I like to do it the old-fashioned way, where it's over your head, over your right, and over your left shoulder. Or if you want to do it the modern way, do it in the bathtub. Okay.
Is it a mixture of both the sea salt and the baking soda, or just one or the other?
It's sea salt and baking soda mixed together, 1 cup to 1 cup.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Gurjeet.
Thank you so much. That was very helpful, and I'll surely go ahead with the session.
Awesome. All right.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there's a question from Betsy. So Betsy has she doesn't have her hand raised, but her son Eric recently passed away. Can you get a message from him for her?
Okay. Well, who is this with?
Betsy.
Betsy. All right, and this is from Eric, did you say?
Yeah.
Eric. Okay, so all right, so I don't know what this is. This part of my head right here is heavy or has some weight on it. And then someone says a specific date is getting ready to come up, or a specific date or a date that is significant to you is supposed to either pop, is going to be popping up for you, or is getting ready to happen this might be the anniversary of his death. Is this?
No, he just passed away a few weeks or months ago. Maybe a month,
okay,
or two.
Well then, this might be a specific day. This might be a specific date that he is referring to.
Betsy, let us know if that resonates with you, Betsy. If you're here, where are you? Oh, yeah.
That's a specific date that he's speaking about, a specific date. Okay, so with his birthday getting ready to come up, now I'm sorry to ask this. I know it's probably rude of me to ask in a group chat, Betsy, but did he pass through anything to do with the head? OD. Okay. All right. I don't know what it was, but something go wrong, or maybe this might be depression. Okay. All right, I will tell you, Betsy, he is, he's wanting you to do something in memory of him. May it be a particular statue or something that is in memory of him. He's saying, it's almost like I hear, okay, so okay, so I don't know if you would be able to find something like this, but and this is rather strange because how I'm seeing it is I'm seeing the thing that you have is I guess what you would call you have as ashes in now, and then I see what looks like a statue. Okay, and I don't know exactly what that means, but then he puts the two and two together, or puts the two images together, which they look like they're overlapping each other. So I don't know exactly what that means, but it very well could be that maybe there is a place where you can mix a person's ashes up for it to be a statue of some sort. I don't know if that happens, but it's there's something to do with the statue, and then I see his ashes, and they're put together, okay? And it's one image on top of the other, so I don't know exactly what that means for you.
So, Brian, what I got is that the statue is holding the ashes. It's like holding the urn.
Okay.
That's what I got, but, you know.
Interesting. Now, I have seen statues like that. So, you probably would be able to find one. But you'll know when it's the right piece, Betsy. Definitely understand that your son does come in the wee morning hours with you. And also understand that that he has. Okay. I also understand that he has a lot of he's gonna start dropping you a lot of signs that he is around in the many different ways that that you would think would be angels, such as like the feathers, the pennies and all that. What you think would be angels would be really him, and he's specifically showing pennies. So wherever you find a penny, pick it up, because that's him showing you that he's walking with you. Okay,
Betsy, are you there? I see yourself. I see you unmuted, Betsy. Do you want to say something? We can't hear you.
Yeah, I see Betsy. Unmute herself, but
yeah, but I can't, but we still can't hear you, Betsy.
Yeah,
if you want to just type it in the chat, because you are unmuted, but we can't hear you or see you. Okay,
I hope that helped you, Betsy.
What should I do with his car?
Okay, I was automatically, right before you said that, right before you said, or right after Alaire said the question, what I heard was pass it along. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm taking it, pass it along to his children, pass it along to someone, to one of his children that's going to take care of it.
He has young children.
Oh, he has young children. Okay. Ooh, wow. A cobra. Well, whoever gets it is going to enjoy that car.
Awesome, Betsy. So hopefully that helps. If you need to talk to Brian more, you know, you can grab one of the packages as well, okay?
Yes, I hope that helped you, Betsy. And I'm sorry for your loss, sweetheart. And do note that he is always around and always watching you. And much love to you, sweetie.
Awesome. And look for those pennies, okay? All right, Odile has a question. She's had her hand raised for a while. Odile, you want to unmute yourself or I will... Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Odile.
It's Odile, actually.
Odile.
Hi, Brian. I've been having a dry cough for about 15 years. Could you help me with that, please?
Okay. So, dry cough. Okay. So, it's within the throat chakra, okay? It has to do with the throat chakra. And I'm going to repeat, I am not a doctor. I cannot diagnose and I cannot treat or be confused for treating anything, prescribing anything, et cetera, all right? But what it looks to me is what looks to me is that there is inflammation in that particular area where the inflammation may not the inflammation may not be detectable, but what they show me is that this actually they're making me feel it now, so and I hear, what I hear is something to do with the limb, okay? Have the lymphoma been tested or anything like that?
No.
No? I would say go get it checked out. Get it checked out because... what they show me is right around the esophagus is possibly some swollen lymph nodes, and they say it has to do with the lymph. It has to do with the lymph. Okay. And I know that with one particular ailment, which I'm not going to say it on air because. I'm not going to have you sitting there looking up and scaring the heck out of yourself. But it has to do with dry cough or a dry respiration. Okay, so, but go get it checked out, sweetie.
Okay, thank you.
It's always good to get it checked out, always. You know, it's better to know than not know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would help you further and tell you what that is, but that's out of my line.
All right. Thank you, Adil.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to take just a few minutes and talk about the special offers, and then we'll get back to the questions, because I know there's still some questions and people want to, you know, ask some stuff. So for those of you who are on the live page, you can just click on special offer. And those of you who are not, you can go to laura.at/show/Brian11, B-R-Y-A-N-11. I'm going to share my screen here so you can see it as well. So we have three special offers for Brian, package A, B, and C. Package A is a 30-minute intuitive reading as well as a 30-minute aura and chakra clearing. Package B is a 60-minute intuitive reading and a 30-minute aura and chakra clearing. And package C is 2 60-minute intuitive readings and a 30-minute chakra and aura clearing. So, Brian, do you want to just talk a little bit about what these readings are and what the chakra clearing is?
Okay. So, the readings, we'll go ahead and tell you. With the readings, you can ask any question, any types of questions. I will go ahead and tell you, I refrain around health questions and some big scission or in and also death questions. Okay, those two are the ones that I will not answer. I will not touch bases on. So do not ask me. I will answer anything else. We can go into questions about the DNA and whatnot, questions pertaining to love and relationships, to money and finances, to career and jobs, to spirituality and psychic abilities, all the way down to who's your guides, what are my psychic abilities, what percentage are my psychic abilities, yada, yada, yada. That is the reading part. Now, an aura and chakra clearing. The aura and chakra clearing. Now, I do... Now you have a decision to make with the chakra clearing. Okay, the decision that you would like to make is whether or not you would like it live or remote. Okay, now understand that with remote, you will get a typed my findings, but if you want it live, I will address one issue and clear it, and I will go through the seven chakras and the auric field. And that's how that will be done. All right. But if you want it, if you want in on the chakra and aura cleanse and do it remotely where I do it in my own time, what happens then is I will do the clearing with a picture, and I will type up my findings, and it could be a paragraph, it could be two paragraphs, it could be three paragraphs. I type as much as they allow me to type, okay? So it's totally on up to how you would like your aura and chakra cleanse, and that's that. And isn't there another... session?
It's just the 30-minute intuitive reading or 60-minute or 2 60-minutes.
Oh, yes. Okay. And with the 60-minute readings, I need to tell y'all about the 60-minute readings. Here lately, I have been finding it has been rather hard for me to stay in a reading for a full 60 minutes, okay? So I will tell you that I will do 60-minute reading, but please bear with me towards the end, because by the time that I am channeling for an hour, my energy is frazzled. And I become a little bit on the speaking fast, breathing fast, and all that stuff. So please understand that I tend to ramble and things get repeated and stuff like that. So please forgive me if you would like to basically take notes or anything, feel free to. Yes, very well, you can split your hour up into two 30-minute readings. I do give people that option. And it all depends because not only do I do readings, I also do spell work and workings. So that means that in between my readings, I do energy work that takes a lot of my energy. So just a heads up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's a great, these are actually, you know, like Destiny said, these prices are very reasonable. They are very reasonable. Brian didn't even know how much I was putting in for the prices. He said, I trust you, you do whatever you think is right. So. But yes, very, yes, very, very generous. So please do take advantage of it. And because these prices are actually much lower than they are on his website, you know, you might want to, you know, buy a gift for somebody, you know. So I'm not going to say go ahead and buy like 5 or 6 packages for yourself, because that's not very honoring of Brian. But, you know, if you want to, you know, get a package for yourself and get a package for a friend as a gift, that's okay. Right, Brian?
Yes, that is perfectly fine. Do know that I book my own appointments, so my current hours of operation are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm normally off the weekends. I will work some weekends, but I do take care of my sick husband, and I do also take care of my sick mother. So I am nurse by day and psychic by night. Well, psychic slash witch at night. So I have my hands full.
For sure, for sure. Awesome, thank you. So those packages again are available at laura.at/show/Brian11. So Brian, there were a few more questions. I know Destiny has a question. So
sure.
Destiny, go ahead and unmute yourself. Or I can unmute you if you want.
Hey.
There she is.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Brian.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, I'm holding in there. I finally figured it out and got to the root cause of all that crazy we were dealing with.
Uh-huh.
It's my aunt, and she's possessed. With that, she, and the other thing is my aunt used to be like the spiritual person in our family. So she used to be the pipe carrier of my family. And once she became possessed, she was possessed during a ceremony. So this being or entity or whatever it is has possessed her. So she can no longer do the spiritual work. She cannot do the spiritual work because what she is speaking is not coming from her spirit, but from this being.
Uh-huh.
So this being is now after me, because I basically, the spirit that she was working with to be a spiritual person has come to me. So I am now holding the spirit that used to speak through her. And with that, she is angry at me, and that being that has possessed her is angry at me. and therefore I'm being messed with like every day.
So Destiny, what's your question?
He said that earlier there was a message for I'm sorry. He said earlier that there was a message for someone, and I had a feeling it was for me.
I don't know if it is for you or not, but what the message was about someone's struggle, whether it be financial, whether it be relationship, or otherwise. They were speaking that this particular situation was soon going to be dealt with in a manner from a person that is going to re-enter from from the past. So this could be from for you, Destiny, or it could be for someone else. But the situation feels like it would be financial. So however, this the message that it is someone that's in a financial crisis or a financial situation, someone from the past that is going to re-enter into life that's going to help out. So that's the particular message that popped out. But Destiny, what they do show me about your situation is that you just need to basically make sure that you strengthen your ancestral bond, whether it be not necessarily strengthen your ancestral bond with your aunt, but more like strengthen your ancestral bond with the rest of your ancestors so that you have ancestral energy backing you up, because you're obviously in a battle, and this battle is basically for good and evil, and you definitely need to somehow get rid of the duality. Because it is, it's tearing you apart, and I wish you the best, and I hope that definitely helps you in some way, shape, or form. But someone from your mother's side, that has passed away, a very benevolent type spirit is watching over you. It's almost like a protector type spirit. So hope that helped you. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, Destiny.
Many blessings.
All right, so we have a question from MG. MG says, I have a situation where an older friend has moved in with me and my partner on a temporary basis, but it's bringing in a lot of anger issues with my partner that I don't know how to best address.
Okay. Okay, so what they show me is that you need to be, the best policy here is honesty. You need to be very honest with where you stand with this particular person, what you stand with this particular person, and how your relationship is with this particular person, so that it will kill all forms of doubt out of the picture, so that there's not so much animosity in the house. So that's what I would most definitely say is approach it with most definitely honesty and be very much integrity with yourself and with everybody involved. because really the only person that you should be looking out for is obviously yourself. Obviously you want to be a good person, but you need to think, would this person do the same for you, that type of thing. I hope that helped you, and if there's any feedback, please let me know.
And there is a question from Linda. Can Brian help with my adrenals and thyroid gland and tell me what star nation I am from? So I think Brian already said he doesn't do a lot of physical healing type of questions, but we'll see what he gets.
Okay, so with, you said the adrenal?
And thyroid.
Okay, so with the adrenal and thyroid, what I will tell you with the adrenal glands is you must drink water. Adrenal glands normally look like little raisins. Okay, they'll be like little raisins sitting there on your kidney. Okay, and what they'll do is they'll do like this. And when they're doing this for so long, they're pumping out and secreting energy so much, then one sucks in, and that energy that sucks in is not getting a particular supply of water. It's not getting the moisture. It's not getting the viscosity, that lubrication that is needed to keep that adrenal gland pumping. Okay, so what they are showing me is you need to do a full body energetic reset, and you need to also run your gait reflexes. Your gait reflexes is basically how you walk. And your gait reflexes are in between your toes, the webbing in between your toes that are like right here. You need to kind of massage those, like in between, like right here. That's, making your gait flow. Okay. But you do it on your feet. And then another thing, what I would do is go on YouTube. Find Donna Eden's 5-minute routine or 5-minute energy routine. I swear by it, and I do it almost every day.
Wow, there you go. Okay. And what star nation is she from?
Star nation. So what I will tell you is, Linda, get a special offer with me, and I will tell you what your star nation, what star nation you're from.
All right. So Marga has a question. She said, "Can I know what I can or should do in order for me to get rid of the walker because of MS?"
Okay. Oh. No. Who is this?
Marga.
Marga. What is the walker? Oh, get rid of the walker. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the walker will be a mobility device.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Okay. So I hear stop muscle deterioration, or actually not stop it, but slow it down. And okay, so I want you to place your left hand on your crown chakra, your right hand on your root chakra at your pelvic bone. Take a deep breath in.
condere siano lo ripeto cu uden urre quatai estasi. Uden nuasta sa naeste setu cu urren uramba acaestes. Zepandala caetolo urrendolo cuum. Vitene niastas, jepatalano urram, vequan aeste setu. Ero mokude enni anana estesia tro urrembe equatai. Zopotolono orrapatata yenes. Zepotarana este setro kushan. Kosan ayaste sepeterian. Ela repetro sokun. Namastato cu urrembe chiasai, urende eleasai in esta, urrembe cheto cu mocur, bandolo cosato namachiast, vestondolo pocur inda hara asaiane essi, po macandae se la harande eleasai indo mocur, bandolo pocur rashtuan.
And deep breath in, bringing that energy up and through your root chakra, your sacral, your solar, your heart, your throat, your third eye, down into your well of dreams, up and out the crown chakra, doubling back, into the fourth eye where your head was soft when you were a baby. Beaming down into the pineal gland. All the way down the Shushumna. Activating the eight cell blueprint at the perineum. And take a deep breath in. And one more deep breath. Perfect. All right, and good, Marga. All right, so just drink lots of water, Marga, and also they tell me to up the vitamin C, and then also, they want me to tell you to do some form of bone broth, okay? Some form of bone broth. Yes, bone broth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can do it soup, or you can do it a smoothie. Shoot, I do the ancient minerals bone broth, and I do the vanilla, and I do smoothies.
Is the bone broth something, a powder that you buy?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
You can buy it from ancient minerals.
Okay. It's a powder, Marga. It's not vegetable.
It's not a vegetable. It's bone broth.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'd never heard of it either, Marga, so.
It works wonders. It works wonders.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Marga. So we have just two more quick questions. Let me see if I can find Jennifer Needham in New Zealand, I think. And she's asking, can my throat chakra please be cleared from chronic mucus for the past 2 years?
Okay. So there she is. Jennifer. All right.
Yeah, she's in New Zealand. It's morning.
So
morning.
What we are going to do, Jennifer, is I'm going to call on one of my healing guides. Her name is Marie, and we are going to call on her and create a raw that is commanded for Madame Marie. Step forward now. Okay, and it is recommended for you to do camphor. Camphor aromatherapy. And then also, it's also recommended that you do an apple cider about a shot of apple cider a day, apple cider vinegar. And then she's saying that a flower remedy of flower remedy if I'm not mistaken, okay, a flower remedy of flower remedy of rose, and then a flower remedy of violet to get together 3 in the morning and 3 at night of each will help with the mucus, and so will the shot of Fort Bragg's or the Bragg's vinegar shot, and then the camphor neti pot or humidifier, and then also there is something that it's about the consistency of your skin in a past life due to a place that you inhabited. So this is also a past life, I guess you would say, correspondence that is coming in that is wreaking havoc too. So I want you to take a deep breath in so I can kind of eliminate the energetic distortion of this, and take a deep breath in. Ooh.
Tene maka sotare un dolo porra pater kia shataran e se potoro urrambo kundele si habana yete ki andra a quandare se potoro kushkantare. Vestambara kayano kutere sukomaraka kembaro kutiyashtan za pata ne e se troku urrapa kunze. Zopotun, je potoro kurra asan, ze patananaki. Zepanakataka yestesiam, zopokoton, urrambakoi, jataran, esan isa ata yestesi, gurrapakutana is. Della pokrepe sendlo kusa. Je patanana ki. Zepa randesia tro urra pokutus. Zepa anasia. Zete e shatarakwa. Konde si. Vosen urriaman.
And beaming that energy right directly into the throat chakra. Spinning clockwise. Around the throat chakra. And I hear your guide saying, speak up, Jennifer, speak up, Jennifer, speak up. So it sounds to me like you need to speak up. Speak up about your authenticity. Speak up about who you are. Speak up about the truth that you need to reveal. Okay.
Awesome. Good. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. All right. So the last question we had was from Zara. Zara. Let's see if I can find it, Zara. Zara's asking, can I ask about my star origins? I'm surprised you have to ask, Zara, but I'll ask Brian.
Zara, you're going to need to purchase a session with me so I can actually spend some time with your energy. I know that we probably have spoken before, but I believe it was through a class together. But but I will tell you that I can definitely confirm that you do have Sirian energy, okay? But, well, maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but I can't remember at this time. It's hard to remember 3 years ago than it is today, true. So, hey.
So definitely Sirian energies are, what else, Brian? Sorry, I interrupted you.
So, hey, I could, I may have went to class with you, may not, but I know that we both are sacred activation practitioners, or we were. But anyways,
yeah,
I enjoyed speaking with every one of you, and anybody that wants to know their star origin, I promise you, I will answer it. I answer it for you in session. So even if you purchase just a 30-minute session with me, you will still benefit. Okay. So much, much love to you all, and thank you.
Thank you so much, Brian. You were awesome. All the activations were awesome. All your readings that you did for everybody were awesome. So spot on. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you everybody for your questions. That was great. Please do check out the special offers that are available at alara.at/show/Brian11. The replay will go out shortly, or, you know, in a little bit. Some of you will want to go back and listen to it or watch it again, because Brian always has lots of information that he shares and we don't always get it all during the first time we hear him, right? So, definitely go back and listen to it, because there's lots of information, right? So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Brian.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And until next time, may you all continue to be blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Bye for now.